Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood hype woman for life and sanity. Seriously though, have you ever felt like your brain is a hummingbird on caffeine? All buzzing, flitting around, and making it nearly impossible to focus? Ever find yourself spiraling into a stress vortex, thinking about everything that could possibly go wrong? Welcome to Affirmations for Distractible Minds, Focus Without Force. The podcast where we ditch the overwhelm and learn to navigate life with clarity, calm, and maybe a little bit of sass. Today's focus is all about managing that pesky stress and anxiety that seems to be hanging around like an unwanted houseguest. Don't worry, we're not going to turn this into some Zen master meditation retreat. We're keeping it real, practical, and packed with actionable strategies you can actually use. So, let's dive in. Here are 5 key takeaways that'll help you tame the stress monster. First up, recognize your triggers. You know that feeling when you step into a crowded room and suddenly feel your heart rate spike? Or maybe it's scrolling through social media for just 5 minutes and feeling like you've just run a marathon of negative comparisons? We all have those moments. Identifying what sets off your stress alarm is the first step to taking control. Think of it like detective work, only instead of searching for clues, you're identifying patterns in your behavior and emotional responses. Next, breathe. Seriously, I know it sounds cliche, but conscious breathing is like a magic reset button for your nervous system. When stress hits, our bodies go into fight or flight mode, which means shallow, rapid breaths. Instead of going with the flow, try taking slow, deep inhales through your nose and long exhales through your mouth. This helps calm your racing thoughts and bring you back to the present moment. Think of it like giving your brain a mini vacation from all the chaos. Don't sweat the small stuff. Listen, life is going to throw curveballs your way. It's inevitable, but dwelling on minor annoyances only adds fuel to the stress fire. Try adopting a, what can I learn from this, attitude instead of getting caught up in negativity. Remember that time you burned dinner? You probably learned how to make a killer omelet as a backup plan. Even seemingly negative situations can offer valuable lessons if you look for them. Now, move your body. Exercise isn't just about hitting the gym and looking good, although those are definitely perks. Physical activity releases endorphins, which have mood-boosting effects that help combat stress and anxiety. It doesn't have to be anything crazy. A walk in the park, some dancing to your favorite tunes, or even just stretching can make a world of difference. Finally, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. We're all human, and we all make mistakes. Instead of beating yourself up when things go wrong, acknowledge it, learn from it, and move on. Remember that you are worthy of love, acceptance, and forgiveness, especially from yourself. Okay, so picture this. You're heading into a big presentation at work, your heart is pounding in your chest, and your palms are sweating like you just ran a marathon. Ever been there? We've all had those moments where the pressure feels immense. But what if instead of letting that anxiety take over, you paused for a moment, took a few deep breaths, reminded yourself that you're prepared and capable, and visualized success? That simple shift in mindset can make a huge difference in how you handle stressful situations. So, let's recap. We talked about recognizing your stress triggers, harnessing the power of conscious breathing, letting go of the small stuff, moving your body to release endorphins, and practicing self-compassion. Remember, managing stress and anxiety isn't about achieving some impossible state of zen. It's about finding healthy coping mechanisms that work for you. You are capable of navigating life with grace and resilience. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might need a little reminder of their own power. And, as always, keep shining bright. I'll be back tomorrow with another dose of affirmations and insights to help you thrive. Until then, stay focused, stay calm, and stay awesome.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.